I'm Melissa Aronson.
I'm Kate Saunders.
Thanks for coming. There's big changes coming at Hinge Friends of Recycling. What's going on?
We are looking at a real big step up. We're looking at moving the recycling center to a more centralized location in town and building a new building and adding in a whole plastics upcycling project.
Why do you need to move?
The building that we're in is one that we're renting. We don't have enough indoor space there for everything that we want to do. We need more space for paper. We have to store that inside until we have enough for a 40-foot van. The plastic upcycling project would require three-phase power. The electrical system where we are wouldn't work with that.
Nor is there enough room for that to be in that current facility. We just need a lot more room. Yeah. And we'd love to be able to store our recyclables inside the building. We currently battle the weather at least 6 months of the year. We can't ship things out, trying to keep the bins open so customers can come in and drop their things off. If people come with appliances, trying to keep the back area cleared enough that at least they can drop off their appliances. They don't have to live with it in their yard for the winter. We're just ready to upgrade.
You came with a model of a beautiful big building. Could you describe it for listeners?
The building is going to be 80 by 100 feet. It will include off to one side a covered area with clear roofing for drive-through drop-off, so people not have to go outside in the weather. They can just drive through and be undercover as they drop things off. That would include a large door where they can drop off their appliances. Same thing, it'd be covered, make it much easier. It'd also make it easier for our employee to come empty the bins throughout the winter when it's all covered up, and she can just come out the door, grab the bins as needed, and take them inside.
And then the inside of the building, we would have everything would be inside. We'd have the whole plastics upcycling set up inside. We would have our scrap box area inside, have an office. Right now, we have no running water where we are, so we'd actually have a bathroom. Yeah, and just a good place for storage. Yeah.
In the back, there'd be a door just for doing the pickups with a 40-foot van that could back right up the building. It'd be level with the floor, which would make it very easy for our skids here just to drive straight into the truck and not have to try to go outside around the back and up a ramp. Currently, 6 months a year, we can't send anything out. There's just no way we can do it safely.
How many shipments do you do every year?
This year, it's two vans of paper, which is primarily cardboard. Three vans of scrap metal, one of electronics, one of cans. This year we sent out seven vans.
And I understand right now you're just stockpiling plastics?
Right now there's no market for plastics. Usually when oil prices go up, recycling for plastics gets better. But now the oil companies are working with the plastics manufacturing and they're finding that it's cheaper to make plastic from virgin oil than it is to recycle. So there's basically no market for plastic, so we've been storing it. And that's why we need to do this plastics upcycling project, because we either have to figure out another use for plastic or quit using it, and it's so handy that that's not likely to happen, or we have to come up with a way to reuse it through upcycling it. And so the upcycling project, Kate can talk about that.
It'd be pretty exciting because we could recycle ones and twos, fours, fives, and sevens here in our community. So we could even take in more plastics. Less stuff going into our landfill. We would make the plastic lumber, which could be used for decks. It can be used for benches, picnic tables, raised beds.
Railings.
It's not construction type of lumber. It's not structural by any means, but it's great for ground contact because it won't rot and it'll last way longer than even the chemically treated lumber.
Right, and we could take any plastic except for styrofoam and PVC pipe.
All right.
That's amazing.
Sounds like a good deal.
Really good deal, yeah, but we have to be able to do this all inside.
What about the budget for that new center?
We're hoping that the location we're looking at is currently borough land, and we haven't gone to them yet on this officially, but we're hoping that the borough will give us the land. The building itself will cost us about...
a little over $100,000 for the actual building, but that's not including the pad or the cement floor. It's not including the electrical. There are other expenses involved, for sure.
we're probably looking at needing to raise maybe $250,000 total, you think?
Oh, I'd say a little more than that. Probably closer to $500,000 is what we're looking at this point to get us started.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.